The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out in Florida. Big shout out to WSRQ fans, woohoo, in Sarasota. Also WFLN in Arcadia. And the rest of you across this great nation and all of those nooks and crannies. Boy, do we have a lot to get to. The world has gone crazy, I'm telling you. Close to home, what's happening is something that needs to change and is, thank goodness, changing. I've talked to many veterans, and we're going to get to that coming up in our next couple of segments. We're going to talk about what's happening with the VA and the VA situation and the fact that, boy, it only took a major crisis and people to die for the system to start to turn over. But outrageous what so many veterans that needed care went through. Now there's a big switch. Clearing the backlog. We'll get into it. Also, we have this problem at the border that is letting up a little bit. It's letting up a little bit, but we still have the problem of kids who need to go back home. Kids that need to be processed, but can't stay in the United States. One, because some of them have nowhere to go. This somehow gets lost in the message that, and I'm not kidding when I say this, that there were kids that came over with notes pinned to them seeking asylum. Seeking what? Solo asylum. I mean, it is a terrible situation. And parents were trying to figure out ways to get their kids to a better situation in some of these places in Central America that we've talked about, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. But how many can we possibly take in? I mean, we're talking sex trafficking. We're talking kids that have been abused. And we feel for these kids, right? But it's a crisis that we can't do anything about as far as just keeping kids that have come over with nobody even tied to the other side. And this is a lot of young people. Yes, there's gang members. Yes, there's other nefarious people that are getting in. But we need a real change, a legal change. Because we can't take the steps that some people are screaming we need to take. We can't do it. We don't have a system that works. And that's the problem. Sending kids into the U.S. illegally with notes pinned to them and praying and hoping that somebody will help them. Oh, that's just not, that's awful. It's awful that some of these families in Central America feel so compelled to do that. Close your eyes for a second and imagine you peddling off your kids that way. Because you feel like, I can't have my child with me. I can't have them in this situation. So we know that exists. We know that exists, but we can't do anything with that other than process and send back. Legally, we can't do anything with that. I mean, here's the thing. If you want to make a difference, then they got to figure out a way to fix the problem that seems like it's unfixable because none of the laws were enforced before. So because we've had decades of allowing this to happen and allowing the rules to be bent with businesses, this is what you end up with. And, you know, then you have the Honduran president who says, you know what, the U.S. policy is basically the biggest part of the blame for this border crisis. Really? How about your country? How about all the corruption, all the violence? How about all of that? How about working on Honduras instead of throwing nasty allegations the way of the United States. True, there is a lack of strategy and clarity, my words, in this law that was enacted that led to some of the problems because of the fact that you had those ads in the paper. But saying, look, the language is so ambiguous. And this is what the Honduran President Juan Hernandez said. He said, the coyotes, the human smugglers, are taking advantage of the situation, and this is why they're doing it. Because of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Because it allows for discretion for certain kids in the country illegally. And this is what the problem becomes. So Hernandez, who was on Greta Van Susteren's show, said that parents who have been in the United States illegally for years have been told by smugglers that changes in U.S. immigration law will allow their kids to be granted legal status if they arrive alone or with their mother. So they pay drug cartels to smuggle the kids through Mexico to the U.S. border. The smugglers are giving the women, the females, birth control pills because they say they know they're going to be sexually abused on the journey. I said this weeks ago. The other thing that people don't understand is some are killed, kidnapped, and some are forced into human trafficking situations. So Hernandez is meeting with the president on Friday, along with the presidents of Guatemala and El Salvador, the other two countries that we keep mentioning again and again, with kids who are flooding, swarming the border. All three supposedly are going to ask the Prez and Congress to help with some kind of a plan for economic recovery in Central America. And this is what they're saying. This is the overall picture. Reduce the violence, educational opportunities, and clarification of the U.S. immigration policy. Okay, so reduce the violence and educational opportunities. Let me ask you folks, what does that look like? What is that going to look like that is going to turn around the situations there in all three of those places? And what is that going to cost to do that? And how is that going to guarantee that these kids don't get sucked into the gangs or the drug cartels? Let's be realistic. Not that I'm saying you don't try to help, because this situation is untenable. Now we're going to throw money at the Latin, you know, the Central American and Latin American countries, and with what? What's going to be the accountability with this? How do we know that this is going to work? What is it that we're going to try to do? Betcha you throw that money in that direction. The way those three countries operate, you're not going to get much change. Where do you think the money is going to go? What do you think the money is going to be used for? Haven't we learned that lesson? What do you think? If you want to throw in, you certainly can. How do we solve this riddle? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Problems in the Ukraine and elsewhere. We're going to talk about it. But next, we got a great guest. Don't go away. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies as I am in an undisclosed location in Florida. How exciting. Dawn Zier joins us. She is the president and executive officer of Nutrisystems. And boy, we're talking about food a ton on this show. And in this edition of For Your Health, I thought it'd be interesting to talk to Dawn, as she just did an interesting op-ed piece on the Huffington Post about food labeling and portion control and that kind of stuff. Dawn, first of all, thanks for stopping by ATN. We appreciate it.
Hi, great to be here, Kate. Thanks.
So food labeling, a lot of people, let's be honest, are confused about when they read the labels anyway. And a lot of people also think, people in nutrition and in that kind of field like you are, when they look at it, they don't understand amounts, and it's very misleading, the low fat, no fat, that kind of thing. Do you think that we should almost have a course in food labeling?
Well, it's very difficult to understand, and there's a lot of inconsistencies between labels from one company to another. So I am always out there reading the labels and looking. Probably one of the simplest things you can do is make sure that you understand the serving size on the items that you're buying, because sometimes it gets a little tricky.
Yeah, and do you think that's a big problem? Obviously, at Nutrisystem, that's one of the things that you've had such success with, that there is a thing about portion sizes, and a lot of people are confused about that. For example, and you say you're always looking at labels, is like candy bars. What's the deal with candy bars? Clearly, a candy bar is one serving, not three, right?
That's what I would think. But often if you pick up a candy bar and read the fine print, the label on the back, what you see is that that candy bar is meant to be for two people. So it might look like it's 160 calories, but if you eat the whole thing, it's 320.
Ooh.
And we see that constantly. You look at bottles of soda. Is a 12-ounce can of soda one serving or is a 20-ounce bottle? Both are labeled as one serving. It's really not clear at all.
Yeah, so do you think that's kind of the game? That's kind of the game for some of the people in the biz that work for different companies is messing around kind of a little bit with portion sizes on labels? What would they gain by that? Because people want to eat less calories, right?
People want to eat less calories. Muffins. Have you ever had half a muffin and put half away for later? You know, a lot of these muffins, if you look at the size of a muffin today, they're really for two people, and the labeling will say it's for two people, but I've never shared one.
No, when you're away on business or whatever, you're running down trying to catch a subway, grab one. And then it's shocking, too. Like you said, goes back to that whole thing of the actual calories. I think people don't realize, and this is what you've had such great success with your company. People don't realize how many calories they're consuming, do they?
Right. It's hard. It's really hard to track your own calories, which is why with a program like Nutrisystem, where we deliver the food to you and it's portion controlled, you know exactly what you're eating because we're pre-describing it. What happens then is we begin to teach you about portion control because you actually see the plate of pasta in front of you is what is normally one portion, not what you might go out to your favorite Italian restaurant and eat, which probably could feed your entire family.
Yeah. As the CEO of Nutrisystem, for you, I would imagine that all this is so important in your life, and you're probably pretty good. I'd love to go shopping with you. You're probably good at reading labels. What do you do to make sure that you're not getting tripped up?
Well, I do look at the labels. I look for the protein. I like to look at dietary fiber, and I certainly watch the calorie count and the serving size behind it. I think a little education for the American public could really go a long way. And some of the work that the FDA is doing right now in updating the look and the content that's going to be on serving labels is going to, I think, help consumers achieve the information that they need to make better choices. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the FDA is going to ultimately do in that respect. Another fascinating thing to me is plate sizes. If you look at your normal dinner plate, it's about 2 inches bigger than what it was probably when our parents or the generation before us was growing up. And people actually think because the plate sizes are bigger that they're eating less, which actually couldn't be anything further away from the truth. What we know from a study is that people are consuming 16% more, but estimating that they're eating 7% less by using these larger bowls, that they don't realize the size of the bowl or the size of the plates have increased. So it's confusing out there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. I think with this whole portion thing and knowing what you're eating, I've found this with friends. There's a misconception because of that, okay, well, then I'm just going to pound it. I'm not going to eat breakfast. I'm not going to eat a heavy lunch, and then I'll just chow down at dinner. And a lot of times I think, and I'm not a nutritionist, but just in an observationist, that I think that that's what also helps keep people to the point where their metabolism isn't working. Do you think that's part of the deal?
I think that's a big issue. What we prescribe is eating multiple, like 5 or 6 meals a day. So you eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can have a mid-morning, afternoon snack. And it's very important to have breakfast. We've probably all heard it. I haven't always been the best practitioner of it, but now I am. That morning breakfast is so important, whether it be yogurt or a little cereal, whatever, eggs, whatever it might be, to get your metabolism going and to get your body jump started. Very important.
Yeah. As the CEO of Nutrisystem, I can imagine you're always looking for new ideas or just working on what is the core of the business that has worked so well and has helped so many people. What's new with Nutrisystem that people might not know? Because Nutrisystem's been around now for a while.
The company's been around for 40 years, and we've done a lot of innovation over the last year. So one of the things that we know from studies is that, and I think it's very psychological, so it makes sense to me, is that if you're successful in that first week of trying to lose weight, your long-term success is actually a lot higher, and the ultimate amount of weight that you use. let you lose because you get motivated. So what we introduced this past year was a Fast Five kit as the jumpstart to our program, which helps people lose weight in 5 weeks. And it's a combination of meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, accompanied by energizing shakes, which, to your point, boost your metabolism a little bit in the morning, and then craving crusher shakes in the afternoon, which helps, I don't know about you, but usually 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I'm looking for a snack, and if you have that, it really fills you up. So we're finding that people, from the clinical research that we've done have lose on average 5 pounds with the Fast Five. So it's a great way to jumpstart the weight loss in a healthy way, because you don't really want to lose more than, 5 pounds in that first week, and then, 1 to 2 pounds every week thereafter. But if you think about it, over 2 months, you can be down, more than a pant size.
Is one of the gratifying things for you is to see, and because that's what, it's always about the personal stories, is to hear about the personal stories of people that have had massive success with Nutrisystem?
Oh, absolutely. It really changes lives if you think about it, from the dad who now can run around with his child playing football, or the mom who's not, always taking the pictures instead of being in the holiday photos, the couple that renews their wedding vows because they lost 100 pounds together. We hear a lot of really motivating stories, and we have our call centers right in the building. So I'm constantly going downstairs and just listening to customers on the phone. And it really is what it's all about. What I love is working at a company where you're helping people every day change their lives and helping them make the decisions they want to become healthier.
Yeah. And when you get calls from the call center, also I'm sure people have suggestions on what they'd like to see. And you said that you developed the Fast Five, and then it's also about the food itself, right? What are some of your popular dishes that it seems people like the most?
We have a lot. We have our ice cream sandwiches, which, again, portion control. It's not about the diet that works for you, is the diet that you can stick with. And we believe it can't be about deprivation. It has to be about having variety and choice. People like the pasta. They like the hamburgers. We have a new turkey and bacon rigatoni dish that just came out. So we're constantly innovating and listening to what the customers want, and they actually can rate the foods that we offer, and we diligently go through it and eliminate foods that are not as popular and replace them with more popular foods. We're also looking a lot at trends and what people are starting to like to eat that might not have been as popular a decade ago or 4 or 5 years ago, and trying to introduce them into our menu.
Yeah, and do you find too? I'm curious about this, that you're talking about the couple. So with Nutrisystem, it's men and women. You get just as many men too that are doing it now, don't you?
We get a lot of men. It's about 75% women, because dieting still is primarily a female sport. But about 25% men. And we find if you do it with your spouse, partner, or a best friend, buddy, you have a greater chance of success, because that person is helping motivate you. You're motivating each other. So we're always thrilled when we see people joining and doing it together.
Yeah, there you go. Dawn Zier, thanks so much. President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. We appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Bye-bye.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Visitor here on America Tonight, just tremendous person, says our thoughts for our veterans, that's where it is, all of us must contact Congress to pass VA reforms before recess. Lives are at stake. And boy, is that not the truth. Here we're up against it in just a couple of weeks. That's it. Congress recesses until September, and the doc couldn't be more right on. How many veterans have we had on the show? How often have we talked about the terrible situation in Phoenix, obviously, but before that, we talked about some of the conditions at the VAs, not knowing, of course, what had happened with the two secret lists and the people who died waiting too long for treatment. So I'll say this. Republicans slammed the Dems on Thursday after most of them boycotted a conference committee meeting to work out differences between the House and the Senate bills addressing the VA crisis. House Speaker John Boehner called the Democratic no-show shameful. And I have to agree. I don't always agree with the tan man. In fact, a lot of times I don't agree with him. But in this case, come on, give me a break. If the VA needs $17 billion, it needs whatever it needs to start working on the backlog of nonsense that they've had in the past, and they need to do it. You can't ask people to give their lives, their limbs, their hearts, their minds to a voluntary military now at this point and then do nothing for them when they return other than put them into the system and let them wait and wait and wait to get the calls and get the treatment and get the medication that they, frankly, need. But we all agree on that. I don't think any of us disagree with that. I thought the smart thing to do would have been flip them a card, send them to a private hospital, pay for it, whatever, at this point. But you need that VA reform bill. If there was ever a law that needed to be passed, boy, this certainly is one of them, don't you think? What a layup. All right, on that note, some of you reacted to that. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Amy, who says, Kate Delaney, I love the fact that you support the military as much as you do, because believe it or not, there are people that don't support the military. And the VA has to be a sanctuary for people who desperately need help. Let's face it, part of this is PTSD and what has happened to so many of the soldiers when they've come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and frankly, even before that. But whether it's a mental crisis, a physical crisis, or whatever it is, how can we not help the men and the women, frankly, that have helped through not just the last couple of wars, but the ones before them? What a shame that the people we elect don't get off their hands and do something about it. It should be one of the top priorities. Love the show. Thanks. It should be one of the top priorities. Absolutely. I say it again. This one has no politics attached to it. Republican, Democrat, at least among the masses on the Hill, different story. Not so, though, in the nooks and crannies where you are listening to me. So the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee begins confirmation hearings next week. Now that the VA Secretary Eric Shinseki has been gone, they need someone to replace him. What about Robert McDonald? That's the real possibility. We'll see. We need accountability. And whoever takes that position, they have to be not only a great leader, but they have to have what I would say is a take-no-prisoners kind of attitude. No nonsense, get to the bottom of it, and accountability, accountability. And they also have to go in and sweep the floors. They got to get rid of a lot of people. I mean, they got to just do it. They got to go in and do what's necessary to turn this around for the veterans. They really do. Let's go to the next one. This one from Ron. My family, including myself, served. Enough said. Veterans need to have the kind of care they deserve. It's so sickening to hear of the gory details of what happened in some of the VA hospitals, Kate, around the country. Most veterans won't complain, and maybe that's part of the problem, that whole squeaky wheel thing, don't you know? And so who was looking out for the veterans in the past? But we've already been there. Let's move forward. Get a bill to turn into a law and get this done. If your elected officials won't do it, don't elect them the second time around. All right, well said. One last one on this subject. This one from Mayor, who says, the VA is a place where anybody who served should be able to go and not have to wait for months upon months for an appointment, particularly if they have something terribly wrong with them. There is something sad, depressing, and broken in this country if we can't get at least that right, for goodness sake. Yeah, I agree. If we, I mean, come on, how hard is it to get that right? But now it's going to be righting a bunch of wrongs, and it's going to cost some money. It's going to take manpower. It's going to take a good person to really lead this forward. And pretty tough on whoever steps into that spot. But pretty necessary. Pretty necessary, I'd say. All right, moving on to something completely different. Here's one from John who says, Kate, it's the three wise men, meeting with the president. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall, as you say, and hear what the presidents from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala have to say to President Obama? You know they're asking for money. Of course they're asking for money. It's the perfect ruse. We need to do something to clean up our countries. Please, America, help us. And with what's happened now with these kids, you know we'll be guilted into it. But is that really the right way to go? Well, here's what I would say. There's so much corruption and violence and all that other stuff. Where is the money funneled into? Where would the accountability be? How are we stopping the violence in and the drug cartels that are thriving in those areas? How's the United States stopping that by handing over blank checks? Well, maybe not blank, but checks with a bunch of zeros in them for all three of those countries. Or they're blaming us. So is it our fault and we need to take care of the mess because there wasn't a great strategy in place for the implementation of this executive order of the president's that sent all these kids clamoring to come into the United States and their parents pushing them out to try to get them a better way of life. So is it our fault and we have to do something about it because we've created a crisis on both sides of the border? It is the perfect way for all three of those countries, call me cynical, to get money that won't really directly see the light of day when it comes to seriously attacking this situation, because I don't see how it's going to do that. And now they're talking about by the end of September that we probably will see maybe 90,000 that are going to jump across the river. 90,000. If so far we believe the number is 57,000 miners and it's going to go up to 90,000, wow. That's just insanity. I mean, that's just insane. But talking about it is not going to do anything. Period. End of story. They got to go back. Some people would say, why do we send aid to these countries? They're not using it to help their people, and we're going to give them more? Yeah. I don't think so. All right, I went off on a tangent, one quick one. This one from Stan, who says, crisis at the board at my foot. I don't think we need to do anything to help, sorry, these kids or these families that are coming over. It's crucifying the rest of us in this country. At what point do we say enough is enough, and we can't let our borders get this out of control? What's wrong with POTUS? Oh, never mind. I think I answered my own question. No more aid. They're talking about aid. Until we get our country back, why would we pump aid into the countries who are destroying us on those border towns? Well, what will come out of this, I guarantee you, what's going to come out of this meeting, there's going to be a photo op, there'll be a press conference, and they'll talk about some kind of a deal. It'll have some clever title about handling the situation. I don't know what the title's going to be. And then it's going to be the United States is going to give XYZ to all three countries to help combat the violence and pony up money for education and whatever else. But do you think that's going to keep parents from not trying to send their kids across the border? I don't think so. There is blatant corruption and criminals, I think, that have infiltrated many of the systems in all three of those countries. All right, stay with us. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo next.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got better days aside. She'll unease you. She'll unease you.
They're the experts who can analyze this data and can be more effective in drawing a more conclusive case. Russia did say today that it will use its influence over the separatists to get them to fully cooperate, and we intend to hold the Russians to that.
All right, Josh Ernst, the mouthpiece, the White House spokesperson, the Daily Briefing, holding the Russians' feet to the fire. Boy, I think that's key. If to get to the bottom, any way to get to the bottom of what happened with this missile attack that brought down the Malaysian flight, sad. At this point now, it's about burying the dead and taking them back, and that's what's happening. But it's also about who did this? Who took this plane out of the sky? And, you know, I said this the other night, you don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to feel as though you have a clue. I mean, we have a clue as to who might be on the other end of this, and I'm getting really warm here when I say Russia. Russia. So we've got this global crisis And we also have some domestic problems, too, by the way, that are burning pretty bright here in the U.S. And it's almost recess time, time to go away for the summer for Congress. And there's a whole bunch of things that are stacking up, like 747s that can't get off the runway. Let's hope they wrap some of this stuff up. Wrap it up. So U.S. intelligence is saying, look, Russia created conditions for downing this plane. They did it. There's no question about it. And then you look at the terrible way this has been handled with the amount of people that came off that plane. The Malaysian Flight 17. 298 people gone. There is a strong connection for that strike. Russia and the pro-Russian separatists. The weapon of choice, what actually hit the plane, an SA-11 surface-to-air missile. That's the key thing. It's what was suspected. Likely it was shot down by the separatists who are in the eastern Ukraine. Based on intercepted communication, satellite photos, and social media postings, because there's always the want to bang the chest. Some of them have been authenticated. So here we go. Russia took control of the Crimea shortly after citizens this winter ousted their pro-Russian president. But since then, it's just been a battle. Just a battle. So you hope that as the reporters were briefed on Tuesday under some of what they're calling ground rules, that their names not be released in discussing the intelligence. The point blank, our people are saying the plane was likely shot down by the separatists who are in the eastern Ukraine. It makes sense. They have the technology to do it. And it's hard to believe that we've gotten ourselves into this situation. Well, what are we supposed to do? On Sunday, by the way, the U.S. Embassy in Kiev released a document detailing witnesses and other evidence, also indicating the plane was likely brought down by that surface-to-air missile, fired, though, by the separatists. But the fallout for this has been tremendous. There is a lot of comments on Twitter. A lot of comments on Twitter over this. And now it's almost like that 6 degrees of separation where people are trying to figure out, ooh, am I missing someone? Did I screw up here? Do I know who it was I missed? And can I get a shot? I mean, you know, can I have anything that happens identifiable, in other words, that makes sense? But how do you make sense out of that? I mean, how do you make sense out of it in general? The answer is, it's really tough. I mean, it's really, really tough. So what does the U.S. do now with Putin and the Ukraine? What do we do at this point? Completely just put our heads back in our shell like the turtle? Or do we acknowledge that 300 innocent people were blown to bits on Flight 17 over a wheat field in eastern Ukraine? It's not a big surprise that Putin has huge ambitions, but is almost, they say, pathologically insecure. So not good. And in the modern world, it's all about time. Time is of the essence. Demand to have something happen here. And the situation is a result of Putin's territorial aggression that has already severed an arm of a of the Ukraine and threatens the entire country's disintegration. You know, boom. That's it. Numbers up. The Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have been organized, motivated, and trained, equipped, unleashed, guarded, and controlled by the forces of the Russian Federation, who are controlled with totalitarian thoroughness, they call it, by our man Vladimir Putin that we've been talking about. And it's really tough, I think, for a lot of these people to bite their tongues for now, to just bite their tongues. And then you got to think about the innocent people in the Middle East and what they're getting slapped with, what they have to constantly look over their shoulder about. And the more you have those sneak attacks, the more that paranoia runs rampant. I mean, just is in an instant notice. It's like gasoline. It's like pouring gasoline on top of the whole situation. And he's done this again and again and again and again. So today, when I got the Wall Street Journal, I'm going to leave you with these words of wisdom. Now they're crunching all the numbers again. And Mr. Sandman should be in your future. Several studies have found that 7 hours a night is the best amount of sleep to function the rest of the day, not eight, as long as you believe, as long as it's believed. So I think that's interesting. 7 hours. I mean, health-wise, it's essential you get that rest. And what is it that sends you to a good night's sleep? Sometimes it is that crazy music you can rent or buy. It almost sounds like the Wails in the background, and I think that makes a big difference for the people who are potentials but really would have to go through their version of the Academy and get it right, right, right. Coming up on America Tonight, Julie Rendleman joins us and takes a look at the case in Brooklyn that made big, big news. And that's coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight. Banking and whether you're allowed to do it or not comes into play in that case. You don't want to miss it. Coming up in our next hour here in America Tonight, thanks for listening to this hour, and keep the emails coming. By the way, if you want to hit us up on the mailbag, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.